And in the next 30 minutes, we're going to be talking about an rather esoteric, elusive, but potentially tremendously important subject for international petroleum, namely whether there, as Tim put it, there exists a lex petrolia, a system of law peculiar to petroleum agreements. It's an intriguing subject. I'm not the first person to have asked that question, and in fact, the as far as I know, the first time this term came up of lex petrolia would have been in the Aminoil Kuwait arbitration back in the early 80s, when the American Independent Oil Company brought its claims for expropriation of its concession against the government of Kuwait for those actions that took place in the crazy mid-1970s of the international oil and gas industry. And in the arbitration award in the Aminoil case, the tribunal dealt with the issue whether, in fact, there was a lex petrolia, because the government of Kuwait, not the investor, but the government, argued that there was, in fact, a lex petrolia concerning how to determine damages for expropriation. And the government of Kuwait argued that there was a prior practice in settling these expropriations preceding the Aminoil case that created a customary law that required only net value payments.